Today on Around and About, a new exhibit called New Imagery premieres at the River Gallery in downtown Chattanooga. This exhibit features clay sculptures, and one of the most interesting aspects of clay, of taking a lump of clay and molding it and twisting it into a work of art, is that it can look like practically anything after it's been fired in a kiln. It doesn't have to look like clay. It might end up with a smooth, glossy finish that almost resembles a piece of glass. Or an artist might pick up a knife and score the clay, slice it and hack at it, and abuse it until it looks like jagged stone or even bark off a tree. The two sculptors showing at the River Gallery demonstrate that, the range of clay. Holden McCurry is one of them. He's from Asheville, North Carolina. Many of his sculptures are journey boats, that is, smaller pieces about a foot or two long that look like primitive boats made from strips of wood. The most striking aspect of these sculptures is they really do appear to be wood, although they're actually made of clay. McCurry says that's a result of his unusual process working with the clay surface.
One reason is because I texture it with actually a piece of driftwood that I found on the beach. My boats and other clay sculptures are textured with wood or rock or usually found objects.
McCurry's boat sculptures also feature unusual colors. They're translucent shades of blue, like you might see on a watercolor painting.
I think of my work as three-dimensional paintings, and maybe that's one thing that is unique about my work. And so the color that you see on my pieces are actually layered underglazes. It's a ceramic term, but it's kind of like watercolor type paint that I layer on with a brush, many different colors, and then fire it on because it's ceramic paint. And so you get kind of a fluid, watery look to it.
That is, perhaps, the central motif of these clay boat sculptures, the idea of water. Fluid colors, streamlined, nautical shapes, and the driftwood texture. It's hard to resist reaching over and touching one of these clay sculptures and seeing if the splinters are actually real. Speaking of touch, McCurry says that's what keeps bringing him back to clay, that tactile experience.
The first workshop I had in clay, I knew I really loved it. It was just an immediate connection. I had been painting in acrylics and oils on canvas and was always slightly nervous, you know, when I was painting. But when I work with clay, I'm not nervous at all, and it's just an extension of my hands. And I just really like the feeling of clay and taking clay out of a bag and turning it into sculpture is really an exciting idea.
At the River Gallery, the other clay sculptor exhibiting is Sandy Blaine. She makes a lot of functional pieces, cups, plates, and pitchers you could actually use at the table. One of her most eye-catching pieces is, she calls it a vessel. It resembles a water pitcher. It's a couple of feet tall. In places, it's smooth as glass. In other places, it's rough, almost corrugated.
It's has kind of a bright, vibrant turquoise glaze on it with a central section of heavily textured clay. And there's a lot of layering of imagery, of pieces, of found objects that are pressed into the clay.
So that's what Sandy Blaine has in common with Holden McCurry. She uses found objects. She goes on daily walks and picks up unusual and interesting objects lying on the ground.
Well, it could be a tire tread. It doesn't happen to be in this particular piece, but the one I'm looking at, and we discussed earlier, is a piece that has a lot of a piece of perforated metal, for instance. And then that was just a scrap piece that I found on the curb one day. And then there's a big piece of rubber that has like a corrugated look to it, and that's been impressed into the clay. And then just scrap things that I have found parts, and I'm impressing those in. So the actual objects are not there. It's the impression of those objects.
But how does Blaine know what objects to pick up? What is it about an object, maybe somebody's discarded hubcap, that makes her want to take it home and use it in her art? She says it's not a matter of color.
It usually is that there's a lot of depth. Sometimes it's a center of something where, like a hubcap, let's say, where you have a focal point in the center and then parts radiate out. But a lot of times they're not even good pieces. They're pieces that have been dented and broken and they're falling apart. But that's part of what we see all around us today. So it's sort of a recording of what surrounds us.
Finally, Blaine says, what she likes about clay is that it's easy to manipulate. It allows her to start working on a piece, then, while it's still soft, she can change her mind and mold it in a completely different way.
Part of it is the clay allows me that flexibility. The idea that I can move from maybe a preconceived idea to something that is more fluid just because of the way the clay reacts. If it's a little bit wetter, it reacts one way versus if it's a little drier.
Throughout all of August, Sandy Blaine and Holden McCurry will be exhibiting their clay sculptures at the River Gallery in downtown Chattanooga. More information is online, river-gallery.com. Holden McCurry says he will be back at the gallery on the last Saturday this month, and he will demonstrate how he creates his unusual sculptures. More information is also at our blog. You'll find that at wutc.org on the Around and About page. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.